Technology that has shaped the 08 elections. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins. In this week for John Gordon.
This fella here over here with the yellow shirt, Makaka, or whatever his name is, he's with my opponent.
That was the political death of Virginia Senator George Allen back in 2006, a YouTube video of him making racial slurs. It's one reason viral video is at the top of Brad Reed's list of ways technology has shaped the 2008 elections. The Network World writer says tech is overhyped and shapes elections in ways that are both silly and real. Overhyped? Barack Obama sending out a text message of Joe Biden's selection as his running mate. Real? How candidates act on the campaign trail.
If you look at, first of all, YouTube moments, the fact that candidates now have to be really on all the time. They have to be aware that somebody is recording them at all times, and if they make one little slip-up, it's going to be broadcast all over the web and go viral. That's a significant change from in times past when candidates were in highly controlled environments where they were people weren't really permitted to, I mean, they were permitted to tape them, but there was no way to spread that out across, you know, millions and millions of people across the country. And so that's something that they have to be very, very wary of. These things, once they take hold, say, take a life of their own, regardless of even if the press is covering it.
So in many ways, when you say how it shaped the election, it's really how it's changed how candidates act all the time. And that may not necessarily be a good thing, would it, if people don't actually get a chance to see the real candidate?
Well, I mean, there's always a question of who is the real candidate. It's tough to know these people on a personal level. I think a lot of times you just have to look at their policy perspectives and who they're surrounding themselves with to get an idea of what their priorities in office are going to be. There's, you know, the candidates as their personas. You know, the typical standard narrative is that McCain is sort of hot-headed, whereas Obama is very cool. But, I mean, is that really who they are, and is that how they'll behave when they're in office? It's a different environment on the campaign trail than it is in the office.
In Reed's recent article, 8 Ways Technology Has Shaped the 08 Elections, he included the use of SMS to announce the selection of Biden, an event he also listed as overhyped. How can hype also be substance when it comes to shaping a campaign?
Well, I think campaigns know that whenever they dangle a flashy new toy in the media's face, the media is going to cover it. And in this case, it was the hype surrounding SMS. I mean, the way that technology actually affects campaigns in the sense of changing the way people campaign are things such as, say, e-voting or online donations.
Is there an application of tech that you say, man, these guys are boneheads for not embracing and using this?
Whenever you add something new into a campaign, it adds a new variable. And campaigns, they really, really hate unpredictability. They really hate areas where they could be vulnerable. So in a way, I understand why a lot of campaigns are very cautious about this. You know, I remember, the Kerry and Bush campaigns would make these applications on their websites where you could have a Bush or Kerry sign and you could put on your own slogan to it. Well, before long, they're, you know, lots of signs, Bush or Kerry signs that have, you know, sarcastic or snarky put-down slogans on them.
Brad Reed of Network World says among the 8 techiest moments of the campaign season is the upgrading of telecommunications networks for the Democratic and Republican National Conventions. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. For John Gordon, I'm Bob Collins.